I've been speaking to plenty of Riverside Market regulars today, and we've got another one here with me now, another musician there, I think, as well. Kevin Brennan is the MP for Cardiff
not
West.
Not as good as Harry.
Which includes Riverside, so welcome, Kevin. We've just been talking about the fact that there are two distinct areas in Riverside, and they're quite different, aren't they?
Well, the Riverside ward on the council is made up really of the area some people call Pont Kenner and the other South Riverside. So you do have, in this part of Riverside, South Riverside, you know, a very strong ethnic mix, and people often whose perhaps country of origin is not in the UK. And then in sort of Pont Kenner area, you have perhaps more people working in the media or in government or in the civil service and so on. There's quite a lot of Welsh speakers in the Pont Kenner area, so it is a very interesting mix in this ward.
What would you say the main issues in the area now then?
Well, same sorts of issues. You get in a lot of areas that are near the inner city. It's a Victorian area with 21st century traffic and parking, so you get all those sorts of areas, those sorts of issues. And there are issues around, you know, litter and sometimes crime and so on. But Riverside's a great place. And, you know, most people really love living here. It's extremely convenient for the city centre. We're here in the shadow of the Millennium Stadium, just over the river from where we are now. You can only live 10 minutes up the road in Canton, which is, another very similar area. So it's a great place to live.
Yeah, well, you spend most of your week in Westminster and then come home for the weekend. But the market is one of your regular haunts during that that time, isn't it, when you're home?
Yeah, I usually try and come down here every Sunday, except when the weather's really foul. As it was last week, so I didn't come down last week, but today it's so beautiful, and it's a great place to come do a bit of shopping, but also to socialise and meet people. Quite a few of my friends come down here, and I occasionally pick up the occasional piece of casework down here from constituents,
yeah.
But it is, you know, it's a very pleasant place to come on a Sunday morning.
So how important would you say the market is to the area?
I think, it's grown tremendously in the last few years since it was set up, and become a really popular kind of place for people to meet. So, I think it's now really a very vibrant part of the community, and it helps to, you know, give life to the area and give a sort of focus for people so they can come and meet. And
we just get quite, it knows no barriers, does it? It's just quite an eclectic mix of everyone here.
I think especially after match days as well, a lot of people would like to come down and kind of see a different side to Cardiff as
well. If they have a rugby international, you often see people sort of bleary-eyed wandering from the local kind of hotels and hostels down here for an organic burger, as it says over there, no horsing about with the burgers in this market. You're not going to have any problems of that kind if you get your food here, because it's all, you know, well-sourced and people know where it comes from. You know, sometimes there's matches on a Sunday and you have actually, you know, people coming along. But it mainly serves the local community and people who live in Cardiff.
We're going to talk briefly about your music now, because we know that you're one of four MPs in a group, apparently named MP4, which is fantastic.
That is correct. We are legends in our own imagination.
So you want to tell us a bit about MP4 and what kind of music it is? And
yeah, well, it came about really by accident almost. That we're in 2001, a Scottish nationalist MP called Pete Wishart was elected, and he had been a genuine sort of nailed-on sort of, you know, minor rock star in a band called Runrig. So he appeared on Top of the Pops and all that kind of thing, toured for years and years and years. And he was talking with a colleague of mine, Ian Causey, who, you know, played in every kind of, you know, band in every club and pub around Britain as a semi-professional musician for many years. They were deciding, would there be the skills to have a rock band in the House of Commons? And I think the conclusion was, well, you never find a drummer. And as they were talking, somebody walked past and said, well, if you're looking for a drummer, I'm your man. And this is a guy called Greg Knight, who's a conservative MP, believe it or not. There is one of them with rhythm. And he is a very good drummer, strange enough. And I decided to muscle in on it when they were going to call themselves MP3. But I said, you've got to have a guitar player. And so I joined and sing and play the guitar with the other three. And we just clicked from day one, really. And so we do things for the fun of it, to promote live music, but also for charitable stuff. And I think it helps to humanise, you know, what we do as politicians.
Yeah, and these are real people.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
Yeah, they do actually have their own interests and like music and
outside of politics,
all that sort of thing. But it's good because you can use the platform of being an MP to promote things like live music. You know, we've done some stuff on copyright issues, but we've also, through participating in charitable stuff, helped to raise hundreds of thousands of pounds over the years for good causes. Next month we're doing a gig. Well, it's a variety show, really. We're doing a few numbers in a concert in London for Macmillan Cancer.